And with us right now in studio, the chairman of the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series, Jamie Hamilton. Jamie, good morning. Thanks for coming in. I know an extremely busy time right now, so we appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning.
Well, you guys are too kind, and we have such a great volunteer team, including yourself and what you guys do to promote us. It's pretty easy just to kind of just show up to a couple things. So
well, that's good. Well,
38 years, I guess you can say.
Yeah, all the hard work, all the years. You deserve a little bit of an opportunity to coast just a little bit, right?
You
have earned that opportunity. So the tournament, of course, will start on Saturday. Well, the banquet tomorrow night. Jerry Schimmel will be here and hopefully can call a Rockies win today. We'll see before he heads on over here to do the banquet tomorrow night. But we had Tex Tolman on earlier, who will be going tomorrow night, and I'm just thrilled for Tex. I know you are as well. And like he said, that the coaches were really the ones that were kind of the driving force behind him
Correct. Getting
in. And Tex has just always been one of those folks that he's a baseball guy, and he makes coaches feel comfortable. He answers so many questions, or he'll send somebody in the right direction to get an answer if he doesn't have it. He just front line. He's always with the coaches. One, just a tremendous ambassador for the series.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. We kind of spoke off site. The reality is, Tex, when the coaches are at that batting practice and taking infield and just kind of relaxing with the team, the coaches can truly what I call have a Temenos moment where they can take off their shields and feel comfortable. And Tex can kind of talk about history, can kind of talk about some of the other things, talk obviously about baseball with his knowledge of the game, but those. Tex will also take them down the Gunnison River on a fishing trip on their day off day and just create a bond. And to your point, direct them to answer some of the questions where a coach may feel embarrassed to ask a question because they don't know their first time here. And Tex has the answer, or at least knows where to direct that. So it's like coming into your office and having a receptionist that greets you and kind of knows where to get you to, or a bank teller in our building.
Right.
It's, that first contact, and it really makes a difference on what the perceived operation and organization is all about, so it's pretty cool.
And going in along with Tex, Rodney Bennett, the coach at Frederick Community College. And do you need to go talk to Jerry? hopefully it's not a, hey, I'm having a problem.
No, I talked to him last night. We're
okay,
all right.
Good. Well, Rodney Bennett at Frederick College, Tony Sorelli was at Mesa Community College. He's been their coach since 95. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame as well. And Jeff Wills, who has been at LSU Eunice as the athletic director and head coach there. He'll go into the Hall of Fame as well. And so some of these names, like Tony Sorelli, some people are familiar with here locally, and others like Rodney and Jeff are names that maybe local fans aren't familiar with, but certainly are well-known in the junior college baseball community.
Well, and Jeff Willis, exactly. Jeff's now the president of the Junior College Coaches Association, also a very successful coach at LSU Eunice, and with only three losses, was ready set to be in Division II. So he was only going to be flying in tomorrow, flying back out, because their Division II World Series starts as well. Unfortunately, as baseball is, lost in the final game to go to the World Series. So he'll be here for a couple days with us. But Jeff's a quality guy, is great, great ambassador for us as well. And what's really neat, if you look at the facility and what he's done at a Division II Junior College World Series, it's phenomenal what the program he's put together. So good, in fact, that there is information out there that trying to get him into the D1 category and then have one of his teams qualify to be here in Grand Junction.
So many great stories with this year's series with the four first-timers. Nobody's won it before of the 10 teams that are here. And the Gaston, North Carolina story to me is one that's really fascinating because they've only had sports back for the last 2 years.
Right.
They dropped everything back in 1972, restarted everything a couple of seasons ago. And for Sean Doty and the Rhinos, which, as far as I know, first time we've had a Rhinos mascot in the Junior College World Series, that here they are in Grand Junction playing in the JUCO World Series. Coach Doty was at Old Dominion and helped recruit Justin Verlander when he was there. And so I just think the Gaston North Carolina Rhinos story is a fascinating one, considering they only restarted their sports just a couple of years ago.
Well, and that piggybacked with what Weatherford's done with only 2 years as well. We look at it from our perspective, some of the veterans on the committee, it's kind of nice when a team comes from wherever they come from and comes to Grand Junction, because anything they see or do is going to be 10 times better. And obviously the fans support,
right,
but just the little things that we're doing with them. So their expectations are down here, so it makes it a little easier on us as opposed to someone that's been here 45 years. Well, didn't you guys used to give us or do this? Wait, guys, it's changed a little bit. So, yeah, it takes the pressure off. Really excited. Actually, the comments we're getting to our media team, a social media team, and then the questions, solid questions of people getting out here, hopefully can travel across the country this week with the big travel day. It's going to be exciting. It said the banquet's sold out.
Right.
You usually always have a few extra tickets and tables, but we've got fans coming from obviously Salt Lake City a little bit closer and be able to do that. And then just a number of first timers that mom and dad are pulling out the savings account and getting out here. So
absolutely.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
We're talking with Jamie Hamilton, chairman of the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series. Our coverage starts this Saturday morning on the Team Sports Network. And when we talk about Salt Lake City Community College, they've come so close so many times.
Right.
We had DG Nelson with us yesterday, and DG was with Mike Littlewood. And then Mike, of course, went on to BYU. He's no longer at BYU. But DG was there before they won the World Series, before he ended up going to Salt Lake Community College. And just to have them get here, because you and I have talked about Salt Lake before, and
right. Hey,
you know, they're in terms of proximity, they're 4 hours away from us. They're going to have a really good following coming from Salt Lake City, but also here in the Valley as well, representing the West is always
right. Well
supported by the fans here. But exciting that the Bruins of Salt Lake Community College are coming to town.
And your point's well taken. There's been probably five out of the last 6 years that I really thought that they would have one of their clubs do that, and then just couldn't get past the very strong either Southern Idaho's or Central Arizona's, which is good baseball. So that tells you how
championship
good
championship team in Central Arizona.
So that tells you how good they are. So I think they're kind of an underdog in this situation. Obviously, Marty Smith team out of Florida is the cream of the crop. So, but you know how that puts extra pressure on 19-year-old young men and playing the game in front of 8,000-9,000 people. So I think we're going to see a little bit different game, a little bit different approach, just because they are new and they realize that they're not really going up against the Sanjak powerhouses or some of those.
Walter State.
Exactly.
Battle tested, been here year after year. And it's you're right. It's very much, it's, outside of Central Florida, they've got probably as much recent experience as anybody in this field.
Exactly right.
And with Marty Scrooby in here last year. So.
Right, and then that opportunity of playing well the last 2 weeks to get into this, they're hot right now. So even if they have 20 losses like one of the clubs does, they can still win this thing.
We're talking with the chairman of the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series, Jamie Hamilton, with us in studio this morning. And getting back to Salt Lake City Community College, I didn't realize this, that DG is a Division I basketball official.
Well, I knew that Littlewood was. He did that as well when he was down at Dixie, and I knew that from him, so I can see them connecting and getting that done. So you're right. I did not realize that, but it doesn't surprise me.
I'll give Dr. Tom Oates the credit for that information.
The basketball ref.
Exactly.
Right.
That's why it's always good to go to the JUCO meetings.
There you go. Everybody has a piece of the pie. That's
exactly.
Right.
Get little pieces of information from all sorts of sources at the JUCO committee meetings. Jamie Hamilton with us in studio today. So we've talked about replay.
Yep.
It's going to be two challenges,
mm-hmm. And
it's not balls and strikes, but
right. It's
fair foul, plays at, in the field, things like that, catch, no catch, those kind of things that the coaches will be able to challenge during the series with another part of the crew up in the booth.
That's correct. And we've got all the equipment. Darren Coltner, he's worked closely with Mike Sadler, the NJCA, and the operation is the representative. I think we've got all the kinks worked out. That doesn't mean something couldn't hiccup over there, but I did watch it closely with CMU and their regional that they had here. They utilized it a couple times. Coaches like it. They anticipate it now. So,
right.
Again, it'll be a little bit unique because I'm sure while they may have had it in their regional play, they didn't have it during the regular season. So that's going to be a little bit different. And that's going to change the pace of play, and coaches are going to have to handle that. But from what I'm hearing right now, they're excited about it. And it seems to work and make sense.
And this is something that there was not an outcry from coaches or anything like this. This was umpires who really felt like
yes.
this is something they want to get it right.
Yep.
And this was, you know, from, you know, folks involved like Pancho Flores and others that wanted to get it right and have a tool available to them to get it right.
Yeah, and exactly. The game's progressing. It may be more difficult for, again, veterans of the game to understand it and appreciate it, but it works at a number of other levels, and it's just an added opportunity for us to show how well we can get this tournament done.
Let's talk about Mavericks for a moment.
Yes.
We were kind of hoping we'd have
yes.
the epicenter
of
college baseball for
right.
a weekend.
Yes, it ruined our book.
UT Tyler, come on. UT Tyler had a 3-0 lead. It could have been here if they could have beat Angelo State. But alas, that did not happen. Angelo State won 8-5 over UT Tyler. So the Mavericks have to travel down to San Angelo, Texas. They're going to face some really good pitching San Angelo or this Angelo State ball club. But you've got the top hitting team in the country. And, I mean, who would have thought, you know, after losing, you know, Hayden McGeary, 2-time National Player of the Year, Spencer Bramwell, Caleb Farmer, that this group, and I think, and I don't know how you felt about it, being a, you know, Mav mm-hmm, alum and mm-hmm. following the program, I think we thought they'd take maybe a step or two back.
Yes. I thought they'd have to change their approach to the game, which they have done.
Right.
And Chris has done a nice job with that. But when I didn't expect it during the playoff time to come through with big hits and long hits. So that tells me the confidence they have, and obviously the great hitting coach that Chris Hanks and his staff are. It's fun to watch. I'm really disappointed that during the JUCO game I couldn't sneak over and watch some of the CFU one.
Maybe after Buckeye, we'd have to work it out. Maybe we'd do a couple JUCO games and then
time exactly.
it out to get over to Bergman to do the Mavericks, but unfortunately it didn't work out that way. But you've been up for that, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You're always ready to go. When you talk about this ball club, first team in Maverick history, Jamie, did 100 home runs and steal 100 bases. I mean, going to the course of when you played there back in the 60s, the JUCO era, to just all the great teams, the World Series teams that they had, the D2 World Series teams, no team has ever done that until this year. And that's just shocking. It shows how good of a team this is, how versatile of a lineup this is offensively.
Well, and that's the point. We're start of the season, maybe a little small ball, move some guys over, do those type of things, steal some bases. Then all of a sudden the confidence came through, and now they're stealing those bases and then hitting the long ball. That's a phenomenal number, that's for sure.
All right, so we will have tomorrow night's game, first game of the Super Regional between the Mavericks and Angelo State. And our coverage starts tomorrow night at 5:15. And then Saturday will shift to 1100 KNZZ, 92.7 FM because of the Junior College World Series. We're asking people today, Jamie,
sure.
who they're rooting for. We know you have no rooting interest,
nor
do we here on this program. But Dylan is rooting for Central Florida, like their colors.
Mm.
He wants me to play the JUCO song more.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about the JUCO song. That's a great band.
Buckeye's in the fetal position over there. Buckeye cannot handle the JUCO song, Jamie.
I think I do that.
The cheesy greatness of the song is just too much for him to bear.
Dylan, what are you doing to me? Thought we were boys, but no.
No, apparently not. No,
apparently not.
No, Dylan just...
What are we doing here?
...has an impeccable taste when it comes to music.
Are you serious?
God, I remember being at the recording studio when this guy presented to it. Yeah, so we need to have a song. We had been some coaches' convention and somebody talked about the newest thing is to get some sort of jingle going. So we come back and the guy was good enough to volunteer his services and played it for us. It's like, okay. I guess I kind of forgot we had it.
Because I have not forgotten we have it. We always have to break it out.
No, you got to break it out. That's what's tradition.
You know, Sam was really proud of this song. Sam loved this song.
Yes.
Yeah, the late Samson plays.
But he was into the Let's Twist and Shout and
Sing. That was a little more of Sam's era of music, shall we say.
Chubby Checkers, this is not.
No.
Sam. Oh, what?
No. Juco. We'll get out.
Different
and,
kind of twist.
Exactly. Get out and take in a ball game this weekend. Of course, we're going to give you a chance to win more tickets with us to the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series. But get your tickets now, jucogj.org. And take your radio to the ballpark or listen to us on your smartphone. We'll have every game of the Junior College World Series right here on the Team Sports Network. Anything you want to add, Jamie, before you?
No, go? I mean, we're really excited. And, you know, we in the back of our minds, we always look at what the weather might or may not be and looks good right now. Yeah. We know that can change, but yes, well,
knock,
I know.
Knock on wood.
We always handle it. I mean, last year we had hail, so, yeah. but really excited about it. And then just really excited already seeing some of the teams and the players just – how big their eyes are when they walk out and got their pictures at the stadium yesterday and looking at all the people and look at the signs around town and people wearing their JUCO shirts like you are today. And it's just like, oh, wow, this is something.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's for a lot of those guys, they're wide-eyed and like, oh, this is the big time.
That's exactly right.
And for some of these guys, this will be the biggest moment of their baseball career.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's what we plan to do, and our fans do a great job of creating great memories for these student-athletes.
And I look forward to seeing you at the banquet tomorrow night.
Yes, and thank you. You're going to be the MC. That's outstanding.
I'm thrilled to do it again. And, of course, with Jerry Schimmel being there and then Tex going in makes it special as well.
Yeah, so Buckeye Boys, send me that JUCO song because we'll use – that for Jim is a walk-up song.
I'd love that.
To the podium.
Oh, man. Trying to get me not to go.
Can you make that happen for him? I'd love that.
I don't know if I have that capability. I don't have that sort of training.
Okay. Well,